بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If I could request everyone to please make your way forward to the first rows, as there'll be a lot of brothers inshallah who will join us, and we want everyone to fit inside the hall inshallah. So as soon as you've prayed your sunans, please do make your way to the front row. وبشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا. صدق الله العظيم. My brothers, I have a question right from the start to ask. And the question is, how does one defeat laziness? How does one overcome laziness? How does one achieve to become someone who is always on time with their ibadat and on time with their duties, just like how we are with our worldly matters? How do we overcome our laziness? Our laziness in our dini matters, and the matters that conclude our worship, our ibadat. Our laziness in Fajr Salah, when we can't wake up for Fajr, that's laziness in itself. Our laziness in keeping fast after the month of Ramadan has ended, and the sixth fast after, in the month of Shawwal, the sixth fast that we keep, but we forget them, or sometimes we don't keep them. Why? It's because our laziness, because of our laziness. Or sometimes when we stutter when we're reading the Qur'an, and then we put the Qur'an to the side. Why? It's because of our laziness. I've had this question being asked from one of the brothers a few days ago, and I wanted to raise this topic because it is a very, very normal topic and a very normal problem that we have nowadays, is that we have all become lazy. And one of the reasons why we have become lazy is to do with the environment, and it's to do with the mahal that we live in. The technology that we have nowadays, it has 100% made it very, very easy for us to do things, to contact people, to learn stuff, to message someone. But at the same time, these technologies have made us very, very lazy as well. It enables us from going to work, because now you can work from the house. It enables us from going to classes to learn. Why? It's because you can learn in the house. So the more technology has been advanced, the more lazy us human beings have become. And that is what we all see with our own eyes. The one thing that we should remember, my brothers, the road to Allah is not easy. The road to Allah and the road to Jannah is a very, very difficult road. There will be hurdles, there will be barriers in the way. When we look at the example, why was Makkah, why was Baytullah, the house of Allah, put in the middle of a desert? In the middle of nowhere. Why was it in Makkah and nowhere else? The reason for it could have been in a place where the weather was much better, and it could have been in a place where there was more greenery. It could have been in a place where there was more. It could have been in the middle of a city, a major city. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to place the most important mosque in the middle of a desert. Why? It's because when we start the journey to either Umrah or Hajj, we go through difficulties. We go through the severe heat in Makkah, in Saudi. We go through the severe deserts, through droughts. Especially in the days before when people would walk from one country to another country and they would go through all these difficulties. It shows you from the start that the road to Allah, it teaches you a lesson from the start that the road to Allah has difficulties. The road to Allah has barriers in front of you. You will go over heat, you will cross deserts, you will overcome your thirst, you will overcome your hunger. And even now it's the exact same thing. When we go there, what do we find? The same temperature of high degrees. We cannot handle that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that these difficulties come with life. And if you want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. the house of Allah, then you have to go through difficulties. Similarly in life, if you want to go through to Allah and to Jannah, we have to go through difficulties. It's a lesson for us, and this has been prescribed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at another example, when I said, how do we overcome laziness? Laziness has nothing to do with your physicality. It has nothing to do with your how strong you are. Nothing to do with this. I can give you an example of this. You have one 20-year-old who's a strong man, a strong young man, a 20-year-old. And then you, on the other hand, you have a 90-year-old grandpa, you can call him, a 90-year-old old man. Now the 20-year-old man, his physicality and his body is much better than the 90-year-old man. But who comes to Fajr Salah? You will not see that 20-year-old boy or man in the masjid for Fajr, but you will see that 90-year-old man in the masjid and attending the Salatul Fajr. What does this show us? That laziness has nothing to do with how strong your body is. It has nothing to do with your physicality. But rather, laziness and your taqwa has to do with what's in your heart. Another example, if you look at both, if they were 20-year-old men, both of them are 20-year-old, both of them have got good physicality, both of them are very strong, but one is in the house sleeping, and the other one is in the masjid praying his Fajr Salah. What does this show us? That it has nothing to do with your physicality. Some people say, it's because I am overweight, I have gained a lot of weight, and I'm lazy. My brothers, this has nothing to do with your body or your weight. This is all to do with your mindset and your heart, with the taqwa. Now what is the solution? What is the way that we can overcome our laziness through our daily life with our ibadah, so that we can pray more, we can do more ibadah, we can fast more, we can read the Quran more, we can learn about Islam, we can learn ahadith. And the first and most important thing, we have been told the solution is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us the solution in the Quran from the first surah in the Quran, from the first page in the Quran. And what is that ayah? It's in the middle of the surah, the center of the surah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The ulama say that this ayah is sufficient for the whole Muslim to just live upon. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. This concludes the whole of Islam. It teaches every single thing in this one ayah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Let's look into more deep. How does this ayah makes us overcome our laziness, our drowsiness? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for us to utter these words that you alone, we worship. What is worship? Worship is a commitment. Worship is something that we commit to. No matter how lazy you are, you commit to that thing. You pray your five times namaz. It's a commitment. And how do we fulfill this commitment? How do we fulfill this worship? Is told us in the next part of the ayah. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And you alone we ask for. And that is the solution, my brothers. For us to overcome laziness, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for help. This is the only way we're going to overcome our laziness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran that if you want to worship, then ask me. If you say that you only worship me, then only ask me as well. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to make us overcome, to give us tawfiq to do our ibadah. So this is one of the solutions, is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this example could be found in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and he told him, Ya Mu'adh, I love you for the sake of Allah, and do not leave this dua that I'm going to teach you after every salah. After every salah, read this dua. And what was the dua? The dua was, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husn ibadatik. This is the dua. What does this teach us? We're asking, we're telling Allah, Oh Allah, a'inni, I have no ability. You're humbling yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, Oh Allah, I do not have any ability. I do not have the power. I do not have the strength. So give me the ability. Allahumma a'inni. Oh Allah, give me the ability. Ala dhikrika, to do your dhikr. And what is the best dhikr? That is shukr. Ala dhikrika wa shukrika. And give me the tawfiq, the ability to do your gratitude, to say thanks to you. And what's the best way to say thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wa husni ibadatik, to worship Allah, the best of the worship, when you master your worship. So this dua, the ulama, by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have been urged to read this after every single salah. At the end of our salah, we are told to read, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. And this will help us overcome our laziness. When we read this dua after every single salah, I promise you that this is in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ as well, that we will come over our laziness and our ibadat. One more time, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. My brothers, if you think about one more thing, when the muadhin calls the adhan, what do we all say after the muadhin? We all repeat after the adhan. When the muadhin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what do we all say? We repeat after the adhan. We say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Right until the point when the muadhin says, Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala al-falah. These two parts, what do we do? What do we repeat back? What do we say at the end when the muadhin says this? We do not say hayya 'ala salah or hayya 'ala al-falah. What do we say? We say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What is the reason? Why is it that we repeat this? In this country, my brothers, we don't hear the adhan out loud. When we are sitting in our houses, or we're walking in our marketplaces, or we're walking in the streets, we do not hear the adhan out loud. But in the Muslim countries where you hear the adhan, the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is, la hawla means I do not have the ability. I do not have the tawfiq. Wa la quwwata, and I do not have the strength. I do not have the power. Illa billah, only what Allah wills. Only what Allah gives me. So when the muadhin says, come to salah and come to success, we humble ourselves and we say that I do not have any ability to go to salah. I do not have any ability or power to go to salah, to pray namaz, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me the tawfiq and the ability to go. My brothers, this is the best of adhkar. One of the best adhkar and dhikr that we can do is repeating throughout our day, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This reminds us that we do not have any ability in our daily lives. We have no ability or power. The fact that we are here in the masjid today and we're all sitting here gathered, it's only because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq that we're here. We do not have any ability or power to be here. So to overcome our laziness through our day and through our daily routine, through our day, we need to repeat La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And this will show us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me tawfiq, and this will empower us, it will give us power inshaAllah in our deeper level to go to the masjid or to read the Quran. But one thing is, my brother, just on the side note, that people use this phrase or this dhikr in the wrong places. Some people use this when something goes wrong, when something bad happens, what do they say? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is, the ulama say that you do not read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah when something bad happens. You only read Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raj'un when something bad happens in your life. But rather you read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah when you're feeling down, when you're feeling miserable, when you feel sad, and or you feel like you don't want to go to the masjid, or you feel like you don't want to read namaz, or you feel like you don't want to read the Quran, then you read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and through the mercy of Allah, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the power and the ability and the tawfiq to go and pray. This was on the side note, that please don't read this here and there, but rather read it in the right time, inshaAllah. And another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ regarding La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, it says that the Prophet ﷺ said that La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is written under tahta al-arsh, meaning it's written under the arsh of Allah. My brothers, please pay attention, because this is something that we can learn. On top of, above the arsh, there's something written. Does anyone know what's written above the arsh? Above the arsh of Allah is written, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, that my mercy exceeds my anger, meaning my mercy is much more than my anger. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to His servants, that my mercy is far more superior than my anger. And under the arsh it says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The top, what it says, that's for from Allah to the servants. It teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. And what is written at the bottom, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that is for us to humble ourselves and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful, and He's the only one that can give me the tawfiq and the ability to pray and to read salah. My brothers, we make dua for our worldly matters. Whenever we go through difficulties in life, we tell one another, oh my brother, I can't find a job, can you please make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for me. Or when someone who can't get married, they say, oh, can you make dua that I find the right one. Or another person who's just going through court system or the legal system, they say, oh, I'm having financial problems or legal problems, please make dua for me. But do we ever make dua when we miss our Fajr Salah? Do we ever say, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq, I missed my Fajr Salah last night, give me the tawfiq to read my Fajr Salah tomorrow morning? We make dua when it comes to our worldly matters, but when it comes to our dini matters, do we ever make the dua that, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq to read the Quran, give me the tawfiq to fast some days throughout the year, give me the tawfiq to do dhikr, to remember you? My brothers, these are the things that we should be making dua for as well. I'm not saying don't make dua for worldly matters. That is something we should do. We should make dua for our worldly matters. Because there's no one else that can help us except Allah. If it's worldly or deeni. But don't forget your deen as well, my brothers. We always, our heart are so attached to the dunya that we forget. The bottom line is our hearts are attached to dunya. The love of the dunya has come to our hearts. That's the bottom line. As they say, let's be straight up. That's what we say nowadays. So let's be straight up. The dunya is in our hearts. We have forgotten our akhirah. We forgot how to make dua and what to make dua for. What are our priorities? And our priority should be our akhirah and our deen. So let's make the right du'as inshallah. And just to conclude on the two things that I have went over this whole bayan, is how to overcome laziness in your deen. Number one, make du'a after every single farz salah or even sunnahs, your sunnahs. Do not forget to say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Do not forget this dua, my brothers. It's a very, very powerful dua that will get you out of your comfort zone and your laziness. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you tawfiq to worship Him. And the second is, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Throughout your day, do not stop reading la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Throughout the whole day, when you're working, when you're driving, when you're walking, when you're sitting by yourself, just do this adhkar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And inshallah, with these two things, our laziness will, we will overcome our laziness and we will achieve much more things and we will inshallah exceed in our ibadah. Jazakallah khair. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Just a very important announcement for next week is that the Jum'ah time is changing and the second Jama'at, the first Jama'at will stay as normal, 2 o'clock, but the second Jama'at will be at 3:15 inshallah. This is for the children's school, the Bella Houston Academy. As the children, we want them to come to the masjid as well and pray their Fard Salah. So the second Jama'at for Jum'ah will be at 3:15 inshallah from next week. Jazakallah khair. We'll pray our sunnahs now, and after the sunnahs will be the talk, inshallah. The khutbah. If everyone can make your safs now, so that there'll space for other brothers to come in.